One of the most controversial parables of Jesus is found in Matthew 20, verses 1 to 16. Some people question whether God is really fair to some of his people. Let's read this parable in Matthew 20, verses 1 to 16. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. Now when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you." So they went. Again he went about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle and said to them, "Why have you been standing here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, you will receive." So when the evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, "Call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first." And when those came who were hired about the 11th hour, they each received a denarius. But when the first came, they supposed that they would receive more, and they likewise received each a denarius. And when they had received it, they complained against the landowner, saying, "These last men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us, who have borne the burden and heat of the day." But he answered one of them and said, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eye evil because I am good? So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen." Is the employer fair here? Some think he is not. One theologian even called this parable as the parable of the eccentric employer. This parable is so contrary to our general understanding of what a fair deal should be. So let's analyze this parable. Those who work more hours are complaining that they should be given more reward because they work the most. But the employer answers them that he had been fair to them. Is he correct? First, they agreed with their employer about their wage. They had, in effect, a contract. The first workers agreed to work 12 hours for a denarius. That's in verse 2. Was denarius a fair wage? During Jesus' time, when the unemployment was very high, a denarius was a generous wage for a full day's work of a laborer. That's why these workers readily agreed to the conditions. They were not forced by their employer to work. They worked and agreed with the contract because they thought that the wage was good. Second, the first worker already had the contract that was fair. Then the landowner decided to give every man the same wages. That's in verse 14. It says, "I wish to give to this last man the same as to you." The employer knew that the families of those who work only for an hour would not have enough to eat if he just gave them 1/12 of a denarius. These workers did not really deserve to get a denarius. The landowner knew he was going to lose money, but he decided anyway in his heart to be compassionate and merciful to all his workers. Third, the landowner owns the money and he can do whatever he likes with the things he owns. Verse 15 says, "Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things?" Even in our society today, we have the power to do whatever we want with what we own or what we gain. You can use your money for good or for bad. You may choose to invest your money, or you may choose to go to Las Vegas and gamble there. That's really up to you. It is the same thing here. The landowner owns the money and he chose to do something good with it. So look how illogical human reasoning becomes. If the landowner just paid everyone in proportion to the number of hours they labored, then spent the rest of his money for himself, there would be no complaints. But when he decided to help the other workers feed their family, then people complained. Fourth, here's the real reason why the first workers were really upset. And Christ summarized their problem. Verse 15, second part. Is your eye evil because I am good? Their complaints then come from their wicked heart, or as the Bible terms it, evil eye. They were upset because they did not want the landowner to be good to others as he had been good to them. Their way was Satan's way of selfishness. The moral of this verse is that we should be content with what God gives us and not be upset when others are getting a better deal because of God's mercy. But what really is this parable teaching us today? Is Christ teaching us how to manage a vineyard here? You probably will recognize that Christ is not teaching us how to run a vineyard business here. Because if he were, farmers would all be on the road to bankruptcy. The landowner here represents God, and the vineyard represents Israel or his church. The laborers are the workers for his kingdom. This parable reminds us of the extent of God's love for us, that though we are not worthy of the denarius, God nevertheless is very gracious to us by giving us that denarius of eternal life. So we need to emulate God, who is our employer, who was willing to suffer losses because he loves us. And Christians should also be willing to suffer losses. As Paul counsels in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7, now therefore, it is already an utter failure for you that you go to law against one to another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourself be cheated? Just like the landowner allowed himself to be cheated, so to speak. Those who work only for an hour were the most thankful because they knew that they were the least worthy of the wages that they were receiving. Christ noted this attitude also, as you can find in Luke 18, verse 9 to 14, that those who thought they were the greatest sinners were usually the most thankful to God also. Like us, we also need to be thankful to God because he does not deal with us according to what we deserve, but instead is gracious and merciful to us. And those who thought they were the most worthy were the least thankful and got the biggest rebuke from their employer. This parable is teaching us that we should not be jealous when others are blessed. We ought to wish the best for others. And the parable also carries a warning in verse 16. So the last will be the first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen. We need to emulate God and learn to look after the needs of others. The parable also teaches us not to worry about our rewards, because God is a righteous God who would do what is right for us. Note that in verse 2, the landowner says, whatever is right, I will give you. He did not say, whatever is you deserve, I will give you. Rather, whatever is right, I will give you. And if somebody insists that God should give him what he deserves, then let him be afraid, because what we all really deserve is eternal death. So let's be like David in Psalms 84, verse 10, who would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. In the millennium, the people will be taught this new way of thinking based on faith in God and outgoing concern for their fellow men. The Feast of Tabernacles is a celebration of this glorious coming time. Happy Feast, brethren.